You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
The Blurred Nerds podcast is proud to be sponsored by Sweatpants and Coffee, the blanket fort of the internet, where comfort rules. Find them on the web at www.sweatpantsandcoffee.com.
You're listening to the Blurred Nerds podcast, part of the ESO Network, brought to you by GVTV and the Geek Ventures. Welcome to the Blurred Nerds podcast, ladies and gentlemen. This is Little Bit.
And this is the Geek Father.
It is time for episode 254. 254!
That's right. Awesome deal.
Happy April, if you're listening in April.
We have just
begun the month. I'm glad we're not recording this on April Fool's Day because it's one of my least favorite days of the year.
I hate April Fool's because I just don't like it. Because as a geek, you know, a lot of the April Fool's stuff gets played on us. It's like, oh, so-and-so is this. They're going to make this movie. Or this is going to be made into a series. Or this book is coming out. You're like, oh, yeah? Really? Sweet! And they're like, April Fools! And you're like, you bastards.
Well, also, you just, even if they're not putting April Fools at the end of it, you just don't know what to trust, including yeah. something we'll be talking about later on in the show, a big announcement that was made yesterday. And it's like, okay, this is April Fools, but this is something serious.
Like, are they fucking with us?
Like, what's you always going like, on?
You always look at the date just posted. It says date, like April 1st. You're like, I don't trust you. You could be fucking with me.
But I also don't see something like Hollywood Reporter and Variety sharing like April Fool's jokes.
Yeah,
like
they don't bullshit us. Usually it's the clickbait stuff that does. And they're really never right to begin with, so.
I do have to say that I miss, it is the one day that I miss Think Geek. Like being its own little entity and not swallowed up by GameStop, because, you know, we used to always get these great fake products, and then the ones that were really popular were turned into real things, like, you know, the famous Tauntaun sleeping bag
or the red stapler.
Yeah.
They're like, well, people, it was so popular, people actually wanted it, so we made it. I mean, God, Think Geek, man. You threw an old school geek thing out there. The demise of Think Geek. What a bummer.
I think there's still one or two of the physical stores that are standalone, but yeah, since they got swallowed up by GameStop, there's now basically just a Think Geek corner in your GameStop.
And GameStop they hold on as it is.
Yeah, and you know, Think Geek website just redirects to GameStop, and they don't have the far out there shit anymore.
They don't.
Like, they used to be the go-to, like, it's Christmas time. It's birthday time. I'm going here because this is where I can find stuff.
Right. And now that's become more difficult.
No, I mean, those sites still exist. They're just, you know, they're not mainstream. They're harder to find. And now, you know, I get it. Think Geek, you know, it's kind of hard when you have, like, Box Lunch popping up in all the malls and, well, and copycats. There's just pop culture stores popping up everywhere, whether it's in a mall or online, and it's now become big business to mass produce geek fare.
Mm-hmm.
But that does not mean it's well made. It's still overpriced, but that does not mean it's well made.
Yeah, you know, most of the stuff is overpriced because I guess you're paying for the kitschiness of it, or like, oh, nerd shit is cool now.
You're paying for the licensing.
Yeah.
You know, and licensing is not cheap, especially when you're dealing with Marvel, Disney, Star Wars, DC.
Pretty much any a major popular geek property is the licensing is going to set you back a big chunk of change.
Or anime. Like anime. Oh, yeah. I mean, look at Hot Topic. Half of the stuff in there now is anime. And it's becoming more and more popular in the U.S. And there's so many properties. I imagine the licensing deals for those properties are skyrocketing too.
I bet you. Yeah, well, run a brick and mortar store these days, it costs a lot of money. Props to them for still being able to do it if they are. You remember though, going to the mall back in the day, you just make that beeline to Spencer's Gifts, or you go to like Walden Books, or you just wherever your nerd heart took you. You know, I would always go to find the arcade first, and then I'd be like, okay, I'm bored. I played all the video games, and I'd go to like Walden Books because I would, you know, look up comic books or graphic novels or whatever, and then I hit like the video game store.
And you go, and then KB Toys.
KB Toys, man, hell yeah! He was like, they got any G.I. Joe action figures on discount, man? You go in there. I'd spend hours in KB Toys trying to decide if I wanted to buy, like, because I'd have like an allowance. So I'm like, you know, 10 years old and I have an allowance. Like, I mowed the lawn, so it was like, oh, you mowed front and back lawn. My mother was generous, so it was like $10, $15. So I was just like, this is back when they cost like 99 cents a dollar per figure. So I'm like, do I buy like a bunch of Cobra Troopers so I can have like a battle and I can line them up and there's like a, you know, or I'd buy a bunch of G.I. Joes, you know? Those decisions were tough.
I still have, I still have sealed in its box on this card, the last toy I got from KB Toys. With the KB Toys sticker on it before they all closed. That's... And it is the X-Men Water Wars Storm. And she comes on this platform and you can put water in it and press a button and then the water is supposed to shoot up around her like she's controlling the weather.
That's cool.
Because, back then when KB was around, that's when I was... Storm has been a long time favorite X-Men character of mine since I was a kid. So I was, anytime I found a Storm figure that just did not look like shit, because it was so hard to find a female character, female figure that where, you know, they made the body proportions look right. Her face wasn't beat to hell or, you know, looked manly.
I remember I had Tila from Masters of the Universe. Like, she was just the way that her body sculpt was. I'm like, the women, this isn't, she had a mannish face and her just, she was off. It looked weird.
It was also weird because, you know, at the same time that He-Man figures were being made, we had She-Ra figures, and the She-Ra figures for the most part weren't bad. You know, I had most of them. They look good. But it's like the other companies where it was like predominantly men characters, but they had, you know, popular females in there. It's like they just took the sculpt the guy, for the guy. Mold
for the guy character. Yeah. Just like, we'll just shave it down a little bit, put a waist on it and be fine.
I was like, you're being made by the same company. The same company that made She-Ra made He-Man, I'm pretty sure. It's like, why can't you just use the She-Ra molds? To make Tila. Come on.
I don't know. Do you ever watch, it's a YouTube channel called Toy Galaxy?
No.
Do you ever, you should. You really should. It goes into like detailed history about like the action figure lines, like He-Man, She-Ra, Masters, you know, a Mask, G.I. Joe. I mean, it's really good stuff. It's hosted by this guy, Dan Larson. It's really good. I recommend it. Toy Galaxy.
Well, let's move from being nostalgic to, you know, talking about the thing that probably everyone out there is already sick of fucking hearing about.
Slappening.
We are not going to spend too much time on this because, yes, because for some reason, every celebrity, every pop culture blogger.
Everyone
has an opinion and they think everyone wants to hear it. So
absolutely.
I think we.
Twitter has already condemned Will Smith to death, basically.
But let's just be like, okay, so everyone knows what happened, so we don't need to talk about that. But what it has devolved into really is basically that, yes, it's an unfortunate event that happened, but a lot of the blame kind of lays at the Academy's feet now, because we have had a lot of he said, she said. As soon as one producer of the award show goes out there and says something, well, there's celebrity assistants, and another producer that are immediately like, nah, that's not what happened.
There were reports that after the incident, Will Smith was asked to leave the awards, and then he refused. And there are some that's, you know, like TMZ refutes that completely. They say no. The police even say no. They never, if they asked us to ask him to leave, we would have done that. We would have, you know, made him leave or arrested him and got him out of there.
One thing that has been confirmed, there of course was security police on site. They did offer to arrest Will Smith if Chris Rock wanted to press charges, and he
said no.
He really just said, I just want to leave and get out of there. But yeah, as far as the report that, you know, one producer said he was asked to leave, well, you know, it's now come out that, you know, whether it's like five or six producers, that they were hurriedly discussing what should happen, but nobody ever came to a decision.
Yeah. So and by no the time one I'm even, sure they were yeah. had a decision or were close, he was up for best actor and he won the award. So at that point, you know, he's up on stage, you know, giving a speech. What, you know, I'm not gonna do the right or wrong thing, because I generally feel like, you know, Will Smith just lost his mind, saw red.
Well, I think he had a human moment. You know, yeah,
he fucked up. He fucked up real bad.
Yeah.
And I don't think he was thinking in the moment. And I'm sure now, after the, you know, everything's settled, he's recognizing that he's screwed up and he's going to suffer the consequences financially, emotionally, just career-wise. He's really damaged his box office. And
well, that's just, as I say, credibility. It's just from them becoming more and more chatty, let's put it chatty to the public, through whether it was her show, Jada's show, Red Table Talk, or him writing his memoir, that he's been
going through some shit.
Yeah, they've been going through some shit the past couple of years. I think
a lot of it is Jada fueled. I don't know about the relationship.
But we don't really know.
Sometimes
they've said they have an open relationship. Sometimes they said it's open, but not the way that people think open means.
I feel like it's also none of my fucking business. And it's kind of like when couples say they want an open relationship and one just says it to make the other happy. And the other one's like, cool. And they go and bang a bunch of people. And the one who said it just to make the other person happy is like, but I didn't really want to, you know. That's what it feels like with Will Smith. Like, Jada's like, cool, all right, woohoo. You know, she's in and out of, infidelities and shit. And Will's
as far as we know, there was only one person, as far as we know. And also, people's sex life is none of our business.
Right.
If they're talking about it, that doesn't make it our business.
If they want to share, cool. They don't, I'm not going to pry about it. I'm just saying, whatever's going on in the relationship, it's got Will Smith all twisted up, and he's going through some midlife crisis stuff.
It could also be stuff that has nothing to do with Jada. It could just be he is a man in his 50s now, and when people enter a later part of life or a new decade, like, you start to reevaluate. And you start to grow up even more. You're never, the part point of being a human being is that you don't stop growing up.
Right.
And like, even rich people go through stress.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, sure, you're rich, you got money, you're famous, but it doesn't keep you from becoming depressed or emotional or, you know, just breaking down.
And you could like have all the therapists in the world, but that it's usually, usually an ongoing process. It's not a, hey, I'm cured.
Stress, no matter whether you have money or not, your stressors might be different and things you stress about might be different, but it's still there. I mean, just being rich and famous doesn't, you know, automatically mean your life is like gravy, cool, you know. But, you know, it is what it is. Will Smith, you know, lost his mind for a minute, got up on stage, slapped Chris Rock. Chris Rock didn't want to press charges because he didn't want to, you know, keep going and make a bigger deal about it than it already has been made.
Well, I think it's also just a moment of shock. Like, we don't, he does not want to talk about it right now.
I feel like Chris Rock is acting like a victim of assault. Normally, you know, it's not unheard of that they just they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to make a bigger deal about it. They just want to kind of move on.
Right. And also because they want to process their feelings. He's had a stand-up show, and he even said, like, he is processing. He is not ready to talk about it.
Yeah.
He doesn't want people yelling out heckles towards Will Smith at his shows.
Someone in the audience did.
Yeah.
And they were kindly escorted out. That person was, of course, drunk. And of course, this leads to comics and people feeling like comics are now going to be more in danger than, like, well, Will Smith could get up there and slap Chris Rock. What's stopping, you know, a person at a comedy show from doing it? I was like, well, Will Smith was famous and rich, and he was at an award show, and which is a different situation than you being a regular schlub, nobody, being at a comedy show, deciding to go up and try to slap a comic. That will get you arrested, and you will go to jail.
Well, also, the threat of that was always there. It's not like his actions do in no way, shape, or form suddenly make things okay.
Right. We're not condoning his actions. He was wrong, and he's apologized and he's accepted. He'll accept any punishment given.
I'm not going to sit there and call him a piece of shit. Am I going to go against Rock for making the joke he did about Jada?
The thing.
He claims he didn't know the extenuating circumstances. He's even made a documentary about
black women and how important hair is.
Yeah.
So the culture and what it means. Yeah.
You know, the Academy says that joke was not in the rehearsal. Who knows? Because we've already caught the Academy producers in some lies. It took them 5 days and watching all the blowback for them to finally make a statement saying they were going to hold a meeting to decide what should happen. And again, all the different producers and people who were there are saying contradictory things. The people who are around Will, the people who are around Rock, they're all saying contradictory things about how the Academy handled things and what happened behind the scenes. So it's just we can only go based on what we saw on TV yesterday. On April 1st, and this is why you're like, I don't fucking know what to think about this, Will Smith did announce that he is resigning from the Academy. What that means is he is no longer a voting member, so he can't vote on future Oscars. He can be nominated, though. And he can
be invited if they wish to, and can be awarded another Oscar.
But they've said they're having their emergency meeting on the 18th. I don't really understand how. They should have
a decision by the 18th. But I mean, I figure I don't think there's much else they can do if he's already resigned from the Academy.
Well, what they can do is give, like, a lot of the speculations is that at most he would receive a year-long suspension. And that would just mean that he can't be nominated or attend next year.
Oh, well. I don't think he's going to be nominated again anytime soon.
He could be nominated. Well, I mean, we don't know what project he has coming up, but I don't think he'd want to attend next year.
No.
even if he was nominated.
Not even sure they'd even invite him. That was the thing that bothers me most, though, is as a black person, obviously, what? Geek about that you're black? Oh, my God. As a black person, it's the immediate overabundance of, like, eternal damnation, condemnation of Will Smith. Like, this one thing, he's immediately become, oh, it's just another angry black man. I'm never going to see another one of his movies. He's a piece of shit. And I was like, well, so that one thing he did where he lost his mind and did something wrong undoes, you know, three decades at least of good work and goodwill and all these things that he's done to make himself a superstar actor and all around what people think is a good person. And now people are like, nah, he's a piece of shit. It's like, really? That? But you will follow and support other people who do the dumb shit and they get away with it. I'm like, is it because suddenly it's a black guy? Oh my God, it's a scary, angry black man. You know, I mean, what if two white guys got up there and were, you know, bitch slapping each other? How would that go? I don't think people would be as hard on the guy doing the slapping as they would I don't know. It just feels like it's, you know, it's just me. It feels like folks who don't really quite understand are piling on unnecessarily.
Well, and that's like, it's really like, yeah, I was kind of shocked when I didn't watch the Oscars. But of course, I saw social media blowing up as it was happening and saw the clips everywhere. So yeah, I was like, is this a bit? Like, is this planned?
I was like, wow, they're going hardcore with that. That language?
Yeah.
That can't be a... I was like, as soon as they start cursing, I was like, that can't be a bit.
Yeah.
And then you see the look on Chris Rock's face, the shock. I was like, oh, I don't think...
Well, you also see a moment where you're like, he's about to cuss and then like stopped himself, which, right. You know, considering the kind of comic Chris Rock was when he was younger, to me, like shows he's grown up, because he's probably in his head going, motherfucker.
Yeah, like this happened? Motherfucker slap me, bitch. I'm gonna get you. But props to him for on international TV, like this is seen around the world, he just kind of pulled himself together.
Right. Yeah, I think he went into autopilot.
Yeah.
I think that's what a lot of people would do.
He's kept doing what, you know, he's trained for decades to do, is to host and be a comic. And that's what he kept doing. I don't know. People have been talking about this for a long ass time.
But I'm a white woman. Like, where do I can say that something was shocking. Do I find it traumatizing, as some people and some of the articles out there are trying to say? No. It's not. Yeah,
I've seen articles.
We didn't see a knocked out, dragged out fight.
I've seen articles saying, "Oh, it's taken, you know, the black, you know, as a black relations back, you know." And you're like, seriously, calm down. You got to slap them.
What we saw, like to me, what we saw is somebody have a human moment where instead of being, you know, this out of reach celebrity, they acted like a lot of people. Well, I can't even say a lot of people. I don't know if a lot of people would have that type of reaction, but we saw somebody just mentally lose it momentarily. And that does happen. And he said as much. Yeah.
Will Smith has said as much. He's like, I saw red and I wasn't thinking. And, you know, and people are like, well, he initially laughed at the joke. And it's like, well, a lot of times I've seen people initially have a reaction to something and then react differently, you know, mere seconds later, because, you know, human emotions take you a minute to process things. And maybe he laughed at it real quick and then saw Jada, how she handled it, and felt about it, and he decided to do something at the spur of the moment. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. But yeah, just
all we know is
it's not
all we know is Oscar ratings are gonna go up. They're like, who's gonna slap who this year?
No, they're going to tighten security. They're going to have
big burly dudes guarding the stage now.
Because they obviously did not have a protocol in place. And you know, there's a lot of these articles out there saying the most shocking thing that has ever happened. Like, no, people, it is not by far the most shocking thing that has happened at the Oscars. John Wayne tried to attack a Native American woman on the stage in front of
people. Who was accepting the Academy Award for Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
She went up there trying to point out the way the
Native Americans were treated.
Yeah, because there was just recently, you know, at the time, an event where, you know, a Wounded Knee, where there was massacre and authorities, you know, killed Indian indigenous people.
Yeah, and back then, like, the Oscar audience was, like, booing her.
Yeah, because, you know, it was the 70s.
Getting aggressive.
It was like 1973 or something.
Or let's go even further back. Hattie McDaniel, when she was nominated for an Oscar, wasn't allowed
to be in the building.
Yeah. So this is a blip.
Yeah.
We just have social media now, whereas they didn't then. And got to see it live time. We were able to get access to the Japanese feed that wasn't censored.
Yeah, that's the one I saw. I was like, oh damn. I was like, I know they cut out the audio on this. I know 20 years ago, if this happened, people would have been like, oh wow, okay. And then I think it wouldn't be such a big deal.
Well, it'd have been like, wow, did you see that? And we would have a seriously edited version of the clip if anything at all shown in newspapers and on TV. But
And I don't think we'd have as many like rampant opinions about things, because social media, that's one thing it allows people to do, is to vomit their opinions everywhere.
Well, also, clicks clicks mean you get paid for ads.
Absolutely.
So, like, yeah, he is now resigned, but there's going to be an article about this every day for probably the next 4 months.
Oh, it's just going to, we're going to be in, like, August, and they're still going to be talking about this shit. And you're like,
but you know, there was a few good things from the Oscars. It was overshadowed because it happened immediately after, but Questlove won the Oscar for his excellent documentary Summer of Soul, which is, I think Questlove is a good dude, and I really enjoyed that documentary, so I think it's really cool that he won for it. Dune won a lot. I mean, not, they didn't win the Oscars we wanted them to, but they did win a lot of Oscars. I think they might even had the record that night for all the categories they won for. And also, Lady Gaga came out to present something with Liza Minnelli. Liza Minnelli is obviously struggling, and Lady Gaga was an advocate and supportive of her on stage, and helped her get through with, like, maybe something they shouldn't have had her go out and do, because she looked terrified.
But it's something you got to be ready for, especially, you know, her, she's struggling with illness, and you know, she's
her brain's not quite working as fast as
fully able as you know, the other people are. And Lady Gaga, you know, knew this and was very gentle with her, and just kind of safeguarded her while she was up there,
which is awesome to see, because there's been many times in the past where they parade out legends that, you know, are not as mentally just spry or physically able.
All those years that, what's his name? Dick Clark was still doing the Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve. And you're like, Dick, he had like a massive stroke, and you just saw him out there. You're like, are they doing this just because it's Dick Clark? Or I don't know. It just... You don't want to have
you don't want to
disabled or differently able people sideline.
You don't want to, but you also don't want to.
You also don't want to see them taken advantage of. Yeah. Absolutely, there you go. But
it was a very sweet moment.
We also got Troy Kotsur, who is a deaf actor who won the best supporting actor,
and has basically swept award season this year.
Yeah, CODA. Yeah. First streaming movie to actually win Best Picture also. But he won the award, his acceptance speech. Just, I watched it, tears, was very emotional. And the, you know, they had the silent clap for him. And to find out that he was a Tusken Raider in Mandalorian, one of the episodes, and he developed the sign language that was, I was like, what a cool dude, man. That was really awesome. Yeah, it was, all in all, it would have been a regular Oscar show.
Yeah, it would have been a regular boring show where some jokes worked and some didn't, and even with them pissing everybody off and cutting out those eight categories from the live stream, the show was not any shorter. Like, they said they were cutting them to make it shorter. It didn't make one bit of difference. Not I'd one say bit.
One last thing about the slapping that does bother me is that after the whole thing, Will Smith is up on stage accepting his best Oscar, people, they got up and clapped, like, I mean, right after he did that, come on, guys. I'd have been like, Will, come on, bro. I can't applaud you right after you did this. And just, I would have got up there, accepted the award, and say, like, my apologies, thank you. And I don't know if I would have stood up and applauded him. I just don't feel like he deserved rounding standing ovation.
Yes, but I think... It's an auditorium full of human beings.
If people start standing up, are you going to
be the people that don't stand up?
I think it was the situation where these famous people were like, oh my God, if I don't stand up and they see me on camera and I'm not standing up, is that then going to become a thing? Is Twitter going to blow up about that? Is that going to blow back on me?
It would have.
And that's why they probably all stood up and were like, got to make this look good, because if I don't, it'll hurt me in the long run. See how it's different than being a regular person? you got to think like a famous person, because it's not, people are like, well, I'd love to have that life. I'm like, yeah, parts of it are great, but like any life, other parts are just terrible.
It's like, yeah, it's for a while, it was like when I, you know, was pursuing a music career, it's like, yeah, I want to get to a certain level. And then you start getting bigger and then people are fucking delving into your personal life, your private life. And it's on us. I was on a small level, but it made me super uncomfortable.
Right.
And like people being able to find out where I live or being having my personal life written about in magazines, like, no. And that did happen. And it was just like, I did not give you permission to write about this.
You gotta be a you gotta be a special rhinoceros thick-skinned person to deal with that on a daily basis. And Will Smith is doing great to do that for years, and maybe this was just a day, you know, a bunch of other events stacked on top, and they all, it was a cumulative effect, and poop, snap, slap, and now he's got to deal with fallout.
Yeah, so let's move on for the overplayed content and
take a break. We're like, you know, we're like Forrest Gump. That's all I got to say about that.
It's just like, you know, it's still being reported on every day. It's not like we can really ignore it if we're going to talk about the
Absolutely.
Oscars. So it's just, we're not as up in arms about it as a lot of other people are, because it's just watching somebody have a human moment, really. So.
And for a kind of a Hollywood type society, it's so cultivated and their image is so meticulously crafted, you know, that they show us only what they want us to see, you know, in a positive way. Seeing someone fuck up royally like a regular person would and just be like, ah, sorry, I lost my mind for a minute. It was interesting. It was just one of those, I expect to see that at like the Source Awards or, you know,
I think that has happened
on the streets
at the Source Awards.
Oh yeah, the 1995 Source Awards, man, it was a gunfight.
Yeah,
I mean, there's somebody got shot, you know. Yeah, but this is the Oscars. We don't do that here. I think that's what it was. It's like, say Oscars. That doesn't. We don't do the here.
Except that they do, as we just got. Yeah. Bad shit has happened.
You just see it. We'll probably backstage or off camera. Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back after these messages.
We have 30 seconds to describe Thunder Talk.
We got big interviews.
Super red music.
We're proud members of the ESO network.
Yeah, they're probably going to fire us.
I wouldn't blame them.
We've got jokes.
Adult jokes.
And nerd junk.
Woke nerd junk.
All the woke nerd junk.
Find Thunder Talk on the internet.
And the ESO Network.
Ta-da!
Sponsored by Sweatpants and Coffee, the blanket fort of the internet where comfort rules. Look for their anxiety blog, Comfort and Encouragement Journal, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. Find them on the web at www.sweatpantsandcoffee.com.
This Labor Day weekend, fandom is calling. Let Michael, Mike, Darren, and Jen help you answer the call with the latest news, notes, tips, and tricks on the DragonCon Report. Available as an audio podcast, visit DragonConReport.com, and for the first time ever, watch us on video via Facebook Live and YouTube. We want to help you celebrate your fandom in all the best ways. So listen up, and we'll see you at the con.
And we're back. So I have watched some horrible streaming stuff lately, but also some good stuff.
Okay.
So I don't know what the fuck I was expecting, but what was it? I think it's HBO put on this new movie Moonshot, and it has Lana
Condor. You know what? I haven't watched that yet, but I've like put it in my favorites. Are you going to tell me that it's absolutely trash?
No, I can't say that it's trash. It's just formulaic. Like, okay. So it's a rom-com, basically. And
of course,
yes,
rom-com, and they go to Mars, right?
Yeah, like I'm a geek, but I still enjoy a good rom-com. And you put space in there, and Zach Braff is playing, is that how you say his last name?
Zach Braff, yeah, B-R-A-F-F.
Yeah, so he's playing like an Elon Musk / Bezos hybrid douche. and that's actually a bright spot in the movie, like, because it's so different from the other roles I've seen him play. Like, it took me a minute to be like, is that Zach Braff? It's like I knew he was in it, but it was just weird. And I kind of enjoyed Lana Condor in those, the series of rom-coms she did for Netflix that I can't remember what they're called. I haven't seen whichever Sprouse brother is in it, Dylan or Cole. I can't remember which one.
Are they Cole Sprouse?
Yeah, one's in Riverdale and the other one is in this movie. But anyway, it's just, you know, yeah, there's robots and there's space, but it was, there was just a lot of cliche. It didn't break the mold. It did not break the mold of the
boy is friends with girl. Girl is dating other boy. Boy is dating other girl, but they should be together. Other girl goes to Mars, and a boy who wants that girl in reality goes to, you know, whatever.
Well, and they also just didn't do enough to
sell you on it?
To sell you on why the two of them should be together. Yeah.
Like, was there chemistry there between them?
There was kind of chemistry, but like her boyfriend in the movie, it's like,
is he like a douche-tronaut?
No, it's like he's not really a douche. He was just, you know, thinking about his career. And yeah, that happens in real relationships, but you're not
he's an astronaut. I mean, I don't know.
Well, not really an astronaut. He's like a terraformer.
Hey, he still got launched on a rocket to another planet.
Yeah.
That makes you an astronaut.
I mean, space, like, she doesn't want to be in space. She wants to be back on Earth and make the Earth better. Whereas all the people on Mars or whatever, they're going to, like, terraform other planets.
Right.
Because they've given up on Earth. She still has hope. I don't know. It was just weird. It didn't break the mold. Let's just put it that way. It's okay. It's serviceable. Would I watch it again?
It's cookie cutter. It's got likable moments and you're going to be like, oh, okay. But then ultimately it's forgettable. So what you're saying?
Yeah. Fine. Okay. And on the flip side, HBO premiered their new series, Julia, based on Julia Child. And I
put that on my list also.
It is, they premiered three episodes at once. It is delightful.
Well, Julia Child's was delightful. Yeah. Bless her heart.
But the great casting, it's weird seeing David Hyde Pierce and the lady Judith from, is it Judith? She was in Cheers and then later Frasier and was Frasier's ex-wife.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
She's in it. So it's odd seeing like two people from the same, you know, show universe playing different characters in it. but it was it's basically starting at the beginning when she came up with the idea of doing her cooking show and then going through and paying for it herself to create like the pilot and then the first season. Yeah, it was delightful. I wanted the whole season immediately after watching the first three episodes. So I can highly recommend that.
Excellent. Well, I have something to look
forward to. And of course, Minx is still good. Minx is proving with each additional episode, good stuff.
I'm trying to catch up on that. I forgot I got behind because, you know, I started watching the Halo series.
Yeah, I've only watched the pilot so far. I don't get the hate that it's getting. Like, it intrigues me. It makes me wish to watch more.
It's getting review bombed because gamers are dicks and they just, if it's not specifically exactly 100% like the game, they're not, yeah, like, oh my god, Master Chief took his helmet off, but it's not the same voice of the guy, Cortana's not, you know, transparent enough, you know, it's changed this, changed that. It's like, you know, there's some things that work in video games, storytelling elements that don't work for TV or, you know, movies. So you got to alter some things and change some things around to make it entertaining to watch, you know, and be watchable. And, you know, some gamer nerds just ain't about that. So they fucking make their displeasure known. And it's just all really bullshit because I watched it. I mean, it's not breaking any new ground. It's just, you know, big, muscly space marine in armor.
It's good special effects. It's not, yeah. There's good actors.
It looks like Halo. Yeah. I think was Pablo Schreiber who's playing Master Chief. He fits the mold physically. I think he's playing it really well. So I'm watching. I'm intrigued. It hasn't really blown me away yet, but I'm not condemning it.
I mean, to me, it does not look like it's on Sci-Fi. Therefore, I like it.
Yeah. Looks like they put some money into it. They put some effort into it. We'll see.
Which that is the number one thing I would want out of a video game show or show based on a video game is put some special effect, like put money into your special effects and your costumes, just like The Witcher.
I didn't know
if I was going to like The Witcher, but then you're like, okay, they put money into this. Now I can believe that I'm in this world.
I can tell you what I've seen of the aliens, the Covenant aliens. They put a lot of effort into those. They look really fantastic. Like the special effects, the makeup work, costuming, whatever they're using, those guys look on point. Like they came and walked right out of the video game. And I'm like, oh yeah, all right, hell yeah. But show you should be checking out though is Severance. Wow.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people talk about it, but I've never even had desire to watch it.
You should. You really should. Because it's like, it's eerie. It's one of those type of shows where, they work for this company that, while they're at work, they're severed, like they're separated, their minds are split. So anything they do at work, when they leave, they won't remember. Anything they do outside of work, when they get to work, they don't remember. So that they end up becoming like two distinct people in one body. And as the show goes on, you discover more and more kind of, it's creepier and creepier. You always feel like there's something sinister and malevolent just under the surface, just behind the corporate veneer, so to speak, because everyone acts weird and off, and you just keep expecting any moment for someone to just lose their shit and stab someone else in the eye with a pin. So it's got this vibe of unease to the whole thing, and it's just, it grabs your attention. And as you watch them progress further and further, they just discover more and more horrible things, and the true nature of what they're doing there. It's a mind trip.
I haven't watched it is because I just thought it was something like Billions.
No.
I did not realize there was like a sci-fi.
It is super sci-fi.
Okay.
It's like psychologically sci-fi. It is fucking fantastic.
And that's on Apple?
It's on Apple TV, it's hella good.
We ran out of the time, but apparently this past week there was just all sorts of crazy stuff happening. One, I didn't really realize this person had a history of some erratic behavior, but it turned out that Ezra Miller ended up getting arrested.
Poor Ezra Miller. They really fucked up.
Yeah, disorderly conduct at a Hawaiian karaoke bar. Because he grabbed the mic from somebody singing and lunged at patrons. A new report has now revealed that he has had the police called on him 10 times since March 7th. For minor incidents. But more disturbingly, he has now had a couple file and beat. Now it has now been granted a temporary restraining order against him. He met this couple like at a market, like a farmer's market or something like that. Now, this is the thing I don't understand. Like, sure, you can be enamored about meeting a famous person or whatever, but somehow they invited him to just come stay at their place, invited them into their home. And he basically became threatening towards them. Like he would burst into the bedroom of them, threaten them, said to the alleged male victim that he would bury you and your slut wife. It's now being reported they actually were all staying at the same hostel.
Yeah, so I was say, like, okay. He burst into their hotel room, and yeah, I don't know what's going on with Ezra. These DC stars just be fucking up, right?
Well, it's like, is he still going to be a I guess they already finished filming the Flash,
they've already finished the Flash principal photography, I'm sure. So that one's in the can. It's like, well, we can't undo that now.
Yeah, but can
going forward.
Yeah, can you going forward? And if it's something like this,
And since they've already established a multiverse situation, there's nothing to stop them from saying, hey, Grant Gustin, you know, when your contract is up on Flash on, you know, the CW, how about you just jump over to the movies and, you know, get a big payday raise? I don't know what they're going to do, but I know WB can't. They can't sit on their hands and do nothing.
No, because you can't. That's a little bit different than dealing with like the Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, he said, she said thing.
Yeah. And this is legit. Like, oh, this is reported. The authorities were called. And this actually happened kind of situation.
Well, it's actual provable threatening behavior.
Yeah.
So with witnesses in a bar. Yes. Yes. You know,
like you're out in public and you fucked up. It's like, yeah. And I don't know what to say about it. It's, you know, Hollywood stars doing bad, I guess. Breaking Bad.
And
they're being affected by the whole, you know, the psychological effects of the pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they had money and stuff during the pandemic, but that doesn't mean that they dealt well with not being out in the public eye and not getting all the attention and being alone with their thoughts. And
yeah, and we don't know. He could be suffering, they could be suffering from a mental illness or something's going on.
Well, I do not like to speculate on mental issues because
I'm saying I don't know specifically. I don't know what would be the catalyst behind this behavior, but
I don't know.
I hope they get help if that's what they need.
Something that's not speculated on now and actually makes me feel like kind of a dick, just like the Razzies admitted they were being a dick. Because a few months ago when we did our worst movies of the year, railed against Bruce Willis for Cosmic Sin.
Well, because you know the movies were terrible, but now it comes out that might be because he's suffering aphasia and it's a side effect from, you know, a head injury that they don't undiagnosed. We don't know if it's from what a stroke, a head injury, or what. But he's suffering from aphasia now.
Now, to be honest, like it's a bad movie, not because he's in it. It's just a bad movie.
Yeah, all
and
around.
He was doing a string of bad movies. Yeah. But yeah, this past week, his family revealed that he has been diagnosed with aphasia, and it basically at some point devolves to where it affects your ability to speak and communicate. So he is now retiring from acting.
Right. Yeah.
There has been some stories coming out where people have said the past few years that you could tell something was going. Well, they felt something was going on with him trying to remember his lines or the way he interacted with people. But a lot of others, you know, those of us who have made fun of the choices he's made or talked about dealing with him, like Kevin Smith, or you know, that we now all feel a little bit differently about it because we don't know how long it has been affecting him.
Because there have been reports, coworkers said that his behavior on set has been erratic for years, and that you know, a lot of times they've had to have action, like when there was gunplay, they had to have like action stand-ins, you know, his stand-ins would do the, you know, gunplay because he would, you know, shoot the gun off, you know, like they say action or not, and he'd be he wouldn't be there. He would miss lines, he wouldn't recognize coworkers, he wouldn't remember he was there, and they've been covering it up for a long time before all this came out. So anytime I made shit, talk shit about a Bruce Willis movie now, I'm like, maybe I should go back and not talk shit about his movies because I feel bad now.
Well, I mean, I do have to say, like, I don't remember a time that the Razzies has like walked back.
Yeah.
Their nominations. So they have basically created a whole category dedicated to the movies Bruce Willis made the past year. At first they tried to double down on it. And then it was like, yeah, the public doesn't like that response. they decided to rescind that category. And they also rescinded the one that they had done for Shelley Duvall in The Shining.
Right.
After it has come out, you know, the basically hell that Kubrick put her through.
Stanley Kubrick, oh yeah.
To make that
to get movie. That performance out of her, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. He was a tough guy. He was not fun. Like, he was a great director, but he was not a fun guy to be head work on his movies. All I know is I can't imagine what it's like for Bruce Willis to your job, your career, your chosen path, thing you've chosen to do for your entire life, you know, involves communication and you know, and not being able to communicate and to recognize, you know, others communicating with you. That has got to be a hell that I can't comprehend. That just sounds so terrible.
Well, but also, to be fair, not everyone who gets diagnosed with aphasia has the full.
Yeah, there's different types.
You know, yeah, there's different types, and there's not everyone has the full degradation of the mental capacity, but their family has all spoken together and seen that some sort of change is happening and made the decision like, yeah, let's pull them out of the public eye now before this could get worse.
Yeah, let's have them just kind of walk off into the sunset, you know, still kind of riding high as, you know, Bruce Willis, you know, Officer McLean kind of badass and not have people watch him just deteriorate before their eyes.
But again, you know, it comes back to it's like, yeah, you can have an opinion on something, but then it comes to light. Something,
yeah.
You know, like we just were like, yeah, Kevin Smith says he's a dick to work with and he keeps phoning in these performances and choosing bad scripts. But now it's, you know, you have this information and you look back on that and it's just like, fuck. Like,
yeah, it's anytime the initial decisions are made, like before all the information is available, you're always going to, you know, look back and be like, well, if I had known that then. But yeah.
Right. So like, it is human nature to rail on things and hate. Well, not yeah, hate. Hate's a strong word, but be annoyed to voice your opinion. But it's also, you know.
It's also human nature to recognize
when we fuck up.
To reevaluate that opinion when new information is brought to light that could alter your initial thoughts on it. Yeah, like, I'm sure down the line, if we get more information about the Will Smith, Chris Rock situation, Jada Pinkett, we might think differently about it. So
I just based on the past week, I'd say a lot of people's opinions are changing every day. So
every day.
Yeah.
It's something new.
But
well, that's what makes us human beings, right?
Yeah. Yep. Nerds are humans too.
We are.
And that is where we're gonna end this week's show, folks. As always, we appreciate you tuning in. We hope to see you back again next time. And until then, y'all take care out there.
And as always, we remind you, violence is never the answer. Do not slap people and don't forget your pillow.
Pillow, pillow, pillow. The Blurred Nerds podcast is sponsored by Sweatpants and Coffee, home of the Real Anxiety Blob. Find them on the web at www.sweatpantsandcoffee.com.
You've been listening to the Blurred Nerds podcast, a member of the ESO Network. Join in on the nerd fun by following the Blurred Nerds on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also check out our sister channel, GVTV, on YouTube at Geek Ventures Television. Have comments or show ideas? Want to hear more? Subscribe today, join us on our social media channels, or send us an email to theblurrednerds@gmail.com.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping at the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.